Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Tuesday morning. Health Sciences North loosens COVID-19 masking policy. Sudbury's Health Sciences North is dropping mandatory masking in some parts of the HSN building for visitors, patients and healthcare workers, following the lead of many hospitals across Ontario. The change to the hospital's COVID-19 masking policy came into effect today, Monday, May 15. Details were outlined in a memo from HSN Senior Vice President Mark Hartman. For visitors to the hospital, masking is no longer required in most public spaces, and no longer required in outpatient areas, including waiting rooms and treatment rooms. Masking is not required in hospital administrative places or shared office spaces, nor is it required in staff-only areas and meeting spaces. Staff will no longer be required to mask in HSN public spaces. Masking, however, will still be required for visitors in high-risk areas, which includes patient rooms, the NECC, Northeast Cancer Center, North Tower 4th floor, intensive care unit, emergency department, and the nephrology department. Read the full story. Strong parallels between 1951 arena project and that of today. The Sudbury Community Arena's construction started off as a hopeful enterprise that brought out the best in the community. Then, an ambitious fundraising project failed to meet its goals. The project became steeped in controversy and construction dragged on due to issues with leaking pipes. Aside from the part where it was eventually built, there are numerous parallels between the post-Second World War effort and the Kingsway Entertainment District proposal, which was cancelled and replaced by the current push for an unspecified new, renewed arena, event center. Like the Sudbury Community Arena, the KED was controversial during the months and years leading up to its July 12, 2022, cancellation. Whereas the Sudbury Community Arena proceeded after its costs ballooned, with City Council settling on a smaller project than initially anticipated, it remains to be seen what will become of the city's new arena, event center project. The KED was killed when its cost more than doubled to $215 million, at which time City Council also voted down pursuing an alternate $150 million version. The existing arena, reportedly holding up well for its age, remains in use, and a report from city administration on its potential renewal or replacement is anticipated by July 11. History often repeats itself, so Sudbury.com dug through old Sudbury Daily Star articles with the help of historian-librarian Kristen Bertrand to find out how the more than 70-year-old Sudbury Community Arena came to be and how its planning and construction compares to that of the city's current efforts to get a new or renewed arena, event center. Read the full story. High acuity paramedic response times fail to meet targets. The number of high-acuity paramedic responses exceeding approved targets increased in 2022, according to the city's latest annual report. City paramedics have operated under their current response time standard plan since 2013, and last achieved all of their targets in 2018. In acuity, the ranks include sudden cardiac arrest at the top, followed by Canadian Triage Acuity Scale 1 through 5, with 1 representing the most critical and 5 non-urgent. Last year, 60% of responses to sudden cardiac arrest incidents were within the 6-minute target, which fell short of the city's 70% target. For sudden cardiac arrests, they count the amount of time it takes for any type of defibrillation to take place, whether it's an emergency responder or bystander. Of the 33,401 calls for service reported last year, 144 were for sudden cardiac arrests. A defibrillator was on scene within 6 minutes 86 times, which fell short of their 70th percentile target of 101 times. Read the full story. Let's eat. Pitter-patter to Peppa's Ristorante in the downtown. It has taken almost a decade for Peppa's to go from the post-dancing diner to the spot to spend your night in the downtown core. Peppa's Ristorante and Lounge on Durham Street was once a little location for simple, scrumptious, traditional Italian sandwiches. Then a new generation moved in to create even more art with a grilled panini press and doubling in size. Jay and Julia Burton purchased Peppa's 9 years ago from Julia's uncle, aunt and dad. "We were looking for a career change," says Jay, a crew who was looking to open a Muay Thai studio at the time. The opportunity just fell into our laps as we were no strangers to the sandwich scene, says Julia. Julia's family emigrated from Calabria, Italy, along with its catalog of panini recipes. The restaurant was named after her grandpa, Nonno Giuseppe, otherwise known as Peppi. Read the full story. High hazard for forest fires in northeastern Ontario. MNRF. While wildfires in Alberta are big news, the service that monitors wildland fires in Ontario says most of the northeast region of this province is showing a high hazard for forest fires. And the service says an extreme hazard exists for fires for several areas in particular, to the northwest of Onapping Falls, northwest of Sudbury, along Highway 69, Killarney, French River, Magnetawan, and the Kawartha Highlands. The northeast region includes Algoma, Sudbury, Manitoulin, Cochrane, Nipissing, Timiskaming, and Parry Sound districts. The service was reporting one new fire on Sunday. Algonquin Park District Fire No. 1 measures 0.1 hectares and is being held. Aviation, Forest Fire and Emergency Services for the Northeast Fire Region said in a news release. The fire is located on the northern shore of North River Lake, which is about 30 kilometers south of the town of Deux Rivières, about halfway between North Bay and Pembroke on Highway 17. Another fire burning just south of Timmins was reported as being held, while another further south of Timmins was reported to be under control. You can learn more about active fires at the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry's Forest Fire Infomap. Read the full story. Years in the making, GSPS unveils its ribbon skirt regalia. Several years in the making, Greater Sudbury Police Service has officially adopted ribbon skirts into their number one dress uniforms. During a ceremony outside of Tom Davies Square on Monday, GSPS employee and dress designer Robin Wemigwens unveiled the dresses on models Const. Katrina Pitawanakwat and Const. Annick Denny. When I started working for the police service, I wanted to showcase Indigenous females in a profession where there is very little to no recognition of them, Wemigwens said. That was the biggest piece. Now, she said, Indigenous women can see themselves represented in the force, through the regalia officers wear during ceremonies and other special occasions. It's particularly important to see Indigenous-themed regalia in police uniforms, Indigenous Advisory Committee Chair Joel Aguisa said, noting that colonial police forces had long deemed ceremonial practices and items illegal. Read the full story. 5. See their season come to an end. It was do or die at the Sudbury Community Arena on Sunday afternoon as the Sudbury 5 took to the court against the Windsor Express in the fifth and deciding game in the National Basketball League of Canada semifinals, with a berth in the championship finals on the line. When asked about the energy level from the crowd, Sudbury 5 head coach Logan Stutz said, there was definitely energy. We needed to be more consistent. Stutz went on to say to the fans, thanks for a great season, we know we have the best fans. Read the full story. Summer-like weather at an end Tuesday. You can put those shorts and summer dresses back in the drawer for now. The summer-like spring weather we've been having lately is at an end for today. Tuesday there will be a mix of sun and cloud. 60% chance of showers in the morning and early in the afternoon. Wind north 20 km per hour gusting to 40. High of 12 CUV index 7 or high. Tuesday night will be cloudy with a low of 0 C.